Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, the last one of the year with George Pfeiffer, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team, finishing up the season at 15-10 overall, 9-7 in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference, coming off a split on the road, earning a season split against a very good Central Washington team, and then losing to Western Washington on Saturday night. Coach, I thought since this is the last one, we'll spend a lot of time kind of taking and look back on the season, but let's start off with talking about this past weekend. I know you were looking for a sweep. We knew it would be a tough task on the road against these two very good teams that frankly beat you here at Alterowitz. Ended up with the split. Talk about the way the men played to finish out the season.
Well, I'm really proud of this group. I mean, they did so many positive things during the year. To talk about the last weekend, we go into Central Washington and win the game, and it's the first time for this university that they've won in Ellensburg, and so that's a special feat. There were a ton of lead changes in the game. Brad Hodge was hurt and couldn't play during the weekend, and I think our guys could have used that as an excuse, and they chose not to do that. Our guard play with DeAndre Chambers and DeVell Jackson, they combined for 60 points was more than brilliant. I thought Lasha and Derek and Mike McQuarrie were really stellar. We changed defenses up, changed up our zone defenses, and I thought our guys, we put a zone defense in for them literally 48 hours before we went to play, just because of our limited numbers and our concern with foul trouble. And I was, you couldn't ask for our guys to pick it up as well as they did and play with it with the tenacity that they did. And so I was really pleased with our overall approach. I mean, there was big stake in that. I mean, Central ends up getting into the West Regional, but going in, their theory and everybody's theory was they had to have that game to get in. Then we turn around, we play Western, and again, I thought we showed a lot of courage. I mean, we're down 10-17 in the first half. This is a team that we didn't do very well with at home, as you alluded to, and all of a sudden you look up and we're up 5. At their place on senior night. They came back at us, we came back at them. They're up a few points at the half. For most of the third quarter, it was kind of a 3 or 4 point game, and then they whacked a couple threes on us. We missed a couple easy opportunities. They hit a couple more shots, and all of a sudden it was game, set, and match for us. So at the end, a high school coach one time told me that on Friday night when everybody in the state was playing, 50% of the teams are going to win and 50% of the teams are going to lose. Well, in the world that we live in right now, there's only going to be a handful of teams that win their last game at the end of the year. As disappointing as it is to be a game away from the tournament, we took a program over that was, 8-49. In a 2-year period of time, the Derek Wrights and the Brad Hodges and the Hensons and the Blaines and the Taylors have been part of, with all the other new guys that we've brought in here, have been part of a pretty rapid turnaround. So we've had some really, really successful games during the year. And like I say, I'm really proud of what this team has accomplished. We're obviously disappointed that we couldn't take it one step further, but, you golf your score.
And correct me, I think Western Washington got the top seed out of the region. If I'm wrong, correct me on that. You got Seattle Pacific in there as well, and you mentioned Central Washington. So three teams out of the GNAC managed to make postseason play.
Well, sure, and to be honest with you, and obviously we're biased, we think four should have. I mean, if you go through and you take it, I don't quite understand the formula, and I don't think I'm going to get reprimanded by saying this, but I don't understand why we can't see how they voted, or how the numbers came into play. I think that should be something that takes place. I think that during this whole process, if you take a look at, Dixie's going to possibly win the Pac West. We had a win over them. Mary finished fourth in the Northern Sun. They had win over them. Colorado Christian, third place in the RMAC, win over them. If you look at San Bernardino, one of the top teams out of the California Conference, they played Western Oregon and got beat. And those California Conference schools, they don't leave. They do not leave California. They play nothing but in California. And so they're going to get three representatives. So to me, that, you know, I'm kind of that part of it's confusing to me and frustrating to me. So I wish we had a postseason tournament. And I think there's lots of coaches in our conference that wish that, because at the end of the year we're playing our best basketball. You know, going into the Western game, we'd won six out of our last eight games. We end up winning six out of our last nine, and there's some teams out there that aren't doing that. You know, they're not playing their best basketball at this point in time, and so. That's always been our goal, to get to a postseason tournament, but to play your best basketball at the end of the year, and I think that's what our kids were doing.
Stole my thunder just a little bit. I do want to talk about, the lack of a GNAC tournament on the second part and take a look back on what has been a very, very exciting year of basketball for Montana State Billings men's basketball program. We'll talk about that in the second part of the Coach's Show with George Pfeiffer.
Yeah, it's that time of the year again, but I couldn't resist. I got you a little present. I call it Godfather's Pizza Sugar Cookie Combo with extra sugar on top.
A savory medium combo pizza, a tasty medium one-topping pizza, and a scrumptious sugar cookie. Just $23. Two mouth-watering Godfather's pizzas and a big sugar cookie. Just $23.
I always get sentimental this time of year. About pizza. Order my sugar cookie combo today.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Again, the last one of the 2009-2010 season with George Pfeiffer, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team. Just finished up their season 15-10 overall. They were 10-3 at home and 4-7 on the road. Now, that brings up an interesting point. You know, last year, didn't win a single game on the road. Four of those wins. You did win a game. All right.
We beat Nazarene.
All right, I apologize. They beat Nazarene on the road last year. I forgot about that. But obviously, one of the I think areas where you really turned the table this year was success on the road, particularly in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference, which is always a tough road to hoe. Pun intended. Had to be pleased with the performance at times with these young men, away from Altarowitz.
Well, you know, a lot of things come into play. We talked about it before. I think you have to have talent and toughness to win on the road. Every weekend we went out in the GNAC, we split. We always came home with, with a win. We always came home with a loss, but we always came home with a win. It allows us to capture sweeps against Fairbanks, against Western Oregon, against Nazarene. We lost at home to Central, and we went back out and won on the road at Central. You take a look at, if you kind of compare and contrast a little bit, last year's team lost 10 games by 5 points or less. This year's team won six games that were decided by 5 points or less. And only lost two of those games. So, I mean, I think this team, from the very start when we played Colorado Christian, and DeVell made the lay-in at the buzzer to win the game, I mean, that kind of set the stage. And then right behind that, we beat Mary by three. Again, I think that kind of set the stage for the type of character this team could show in crunch situations. I can remember closing my eyes watching DeAndre Chambers hit those three threes in the last minute and 37 seconds against Northwest Nazarene to win that game. So, there'll be, when I'm standing in a fly stream this summer staring at the water, hoping a trout bites my nymph, and daydreaming about this last season, there'll be lots of special memories.
I think looking back on it, and just to be the buzzkill here just for a moment, if there was one downtime or sort of low moment for you, it was probably that one weekend where Central and Western Washington came into Altarowitz and earned the sweep there. Apart from that, it was a very, for the most part, pretty consistent performance throughout the season, and for that matter, consistent on the successful side for you.
Well, and one of those games, cost us a chance to go to the NCAA tournament. Dr. Gray said the other day when we were in there talking about our chances to go, and he just, he made the comment. He says, the fact that we're in year two of this thing and we're talking about going to the West Regionals, this is, a pretty good accomplishment. But, yeah, certainly that was a weekend that we didn't play as well as we could have or should have or would have liked to have. But it's a long basketball season, and I don't think there's very many teams that are out there and across the country that don't look back and say, hey, that wasn't our finest moment. We also, I think, went into some tough situations. Again, Central was not an easy place to go in and play. They haven't had very many people come in there and win at their place like we did. And we got their best shot now. I mean, it wasn't like we didn't get their best punch. So, you know, like I say, I think this team, you know, when we went up and beat Fairbanks, for example, who just this last weekend, Fairbanks beat Seattle Pacific, you know, the number one team in the West Regional at that time. We beat Fairbanks up there when they had Parrish West, who was at that time the leading scorer in GNAC by a long ways, and probably one of the best players in the GNAC at that time. So, you know, that was, to me, when somebody says, what was a really tough game for you to win? And, you know, that was one of them. You know, it's like, oh, the Fairbanks. No. When they had, you know, Jenkins and Moe and, you know, Maynard and West running around out there now, I mean, that was, you know, so we win the game and then he's, you know, becomes ineligible and so everybody else gets to play him without him. And heck, they still beat people without him. And so, you know, anyway. And then you look back at some of our seniors here, you know, Derek Wright, he earned second team all conference accolades. DeAndre Chambers, he gets second team all conference accolades. You know, DeVell Jackson gets honorable mention. Pretty good. I really believe DeAndre Chambers was a newcomer of the year type of player for us this year with the points that he put up and his ability to play defense. So give him something to shoot for next year. I think we played an exciting brand of basketball. I mean, we had lots of dunks. We made lots of threes. We pushed the basketball. We didn't sit on the basketball. So, like I say, this was a fun group to coach and an entertaining group, I think, for the fans to watch.
Well, I got to say, DeVell Jackson just earning honorable mention might seem as a surprise to some folks that saw him play, but when you take a look at some of the point guards in the GNAC, my goodness, there were just a ton of really, really good ones, it seems like. So quite an honor for him, to say the least. You brought up an interesting point. I love postseason tournaments. Absolutely, absolutely love them. I love the conference tournaments. But if there was ever a team, and you alluded to it, if there was ever a team that was primed for a great Northwest Athletic Conference tournament, I think it would be Montana State University Billings. I guarantee you there would be no team in the GNAC that would be taking you lightly, regardless of what seedings would be, and I guess you'd be probably going in as a four seed. Talk about that, and maybe kind of give folks an idea of why there isn't a GNAC tournament. I mean, obviously there's I assume it's a cost thing or what have you, but it seems like this tournament, that would be a very, very exciting tournament to watch.
Well, you know, I'm new to this thing, and so I'm gathering information as quickly as I possibly can. I've talked with lots of coaches in our conference, and I feel real comfortable in saying that over the majority of the coaches would vote for having the tournament. It goes into three different layers. Athletic directors have to approve it, and presidents have to approve it. There's a cost factor involved with it. Myself personally, I think, you know, if you look at the fact that you're going to have to use this as one of your regular season games, there's cost involved, whether you're guaranteeing a game, a home game, or whether you're going out and playing a home game. And we could pick a site in Portland or Spokane, and, you know, you know, we're not going to make money at the tournament. That's going to be a difficult thing for us to do. We can't wait for the regular season champion to win it and then go play there because of the cost of, you know, because of the travel costs. So we need to pick a spot. It would have been extremely frustrating that our conference has won 75% of its games against in-region competition. 75%. That speaks volumes as to who we are and what we are. And if Chico had won the California Conference and they were playing in the semifinals, if they had won, we would have gotten two teams in the tournament. And that's crazy. I mean, we're going to have the number one and the number two team in the tournament, and nobody else is worthy of it? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. So, right now, our focus is to go out and recruit and get good players and bring them in here and complement the ones that we have coming back.
I do want to talk about that coming up on the third part of the Coach's Show with George Pfeiffer.
Sign up with Sign Pro. Let the people know.
Trust Sign Pro. From banners to illuminated cabinets, dimensional signs and letters, custom designs and logos, to wide format color printing and neon. With their top quality cutting edge signage, they have the knowledge to make your first impression a lasting one. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with Sign Pro today. 259-3200.
Sign up with Sign Pro.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Canada Blue talking with George Pfeiffer, head coach for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team. We've taken kind of a look back, and now let's take a look forward. Losing seven seniors, and, you know, let's face it, a lot of those seniors were a very, very integral part. And I know all seniors certainly play a role in the program, but if you take a look at some of the names out there, particularly Devel Jackson, my goodness, how do you lose somebody like that? Brad Hodge had a tremendous season for you. I thought Mike McCrary had some real special moments for you, and that's just throwing a few out there. Losing some great players, obviously, you got your work cut out for you, I guess is the easiest way to put it during the off season.
Well, we had our work cut out for us last year too.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, when you go back and take a look at it, The guy coming back with the strongest accolades with Derek Wright, and then there was Brad Hodge.
Yeah, I didn't even mention Derek, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, well, Derek, you know, like I say, Derek's second-team All-Conference, and you know, DeAndre Chambers, second-team All-Conference, and Devel is, you know, honorable mention. Adam, you know, he was selected academic, GNAC academic this last week, and so we've got a lot of guys with a lot of different accolades, and so many of them are seniors. But, you know, inside of this mix that we just brought in, Devel Jackson was one, Lasha was one, McQuarrie was one, and those guys all came in and played significant minutes. DeAndre Chambers was an incoming player for us. And so, you know, it's not an easy task to do, I can tell you, since we got done with the Western game. Coach Wetzel and I, and we're not whining, but we probably had about 12 hours of sleep in the last 3 days. That's just the nature of the business, and so we're definitely out there. We're going into homes. We're seeing games right now. We've identified some kids that we think that can help us and represent our institution as student athletes and help us continue to move the program in a positive direction.
Point guard, is that a major emphasis for you? The reason I bring it up, obviously, Devel, one of the top point guards in a very tough Great Northwest Athletic Conference. I know Brett Taylor's played some point guard for you. Certainly DeAndre is capable of it, but I know a lot of times, you know, he might be more considered to be more important over on the number two, the shooting guard position. Is that going to be one of the real focuses, is bringing another point guard for this team?
Well, we got a lot of focuses. That's one of them. I mean, we got to get some frontline players. You know, we need a little of everything. So it's, you know, I think it's a great opportunity for somebody coming into our program right now, because, you know, they're not standing behind somebody. They're, you know, we're looking for people who can come in and start for us right away and impact our program immediately. We think we've identified some of those kind of guys. So we're kind of excited. I mean, but it doesn't do you any, you know, it doesn't do you any good to be excited until sometime there at the first part of April when that, you know, that signing date comes through. So, but like I said, I think we feel real confident in the type of players that we're recruiting and what they can do for our program. We like some of the guys that we have coming back. I think Andrew Hickman, for example, played really well for us, you know, and we saw it more in practice than the average person would see. I thought Brett was a lot scrappier this year. I thought DeAndre Chambers, you know, like I say, in my opinion, he was the newcomer of the year in the conference. I said, you know, he could make baskets and he could defend. And he could play multiple positions for us. So, you know, there's definitely lots of holes. There's no question about that. There's no hiding that. But I think we have some decent players coming back, and I think we're in touch with some decent players.
Of course, you know, one of the questions is, and you know, as much as I love Devel and just play the devil's advocate here and the McCrarys of the world and some of those players, if there's one thing, I would have liked to have had them longer. You know, they came in for a relatively short period of time. You were really trying to build up a program. Talk about is there any particular focus this year on getting high school players? Obviously, we've had great success bringing players in for a year or two. Do you go into a particular season saying this is what we're going to focus on, or do you just kind of see how things shape out for you?
Why is that important to you?
Well, you know, I'd love to see him play more.
Well, I agree. You know, I think when the game was being played on Fridays and Saturdays and Thursday nights, you weren't going, gosh, he's already a senior. I mean, you're out there, you know, I've heard people make that comment before, and we brought Travis Brunker in. Travis Brunker was the Sportsman of the Year, all-conference player, graduated. He was playing professionally in California, graduated with honors, and is now getting his master's degree. Yeah, he was a one-year guy for us. In fact, riding back in the car from a junior college tournament last night, he was texting me, and I was going, where's your playoffs at? We got a single elimination, and this is where I'm at, and I'm trying to get to the overseas market. And, I know right now Lasha and Mike McQuarrie are straight on to graduate. A couple of them are going to need a few more classes next semester. I think they've represented our institution really well. I think we've given them as much as they've given us. Of course, we'd like to find some high school. I'm going to be in the home of a high school kid tonight. And so, we'd certainly like to do that. But the bottom line is when January and February roll around, okay, you're not going to care whether or not I have a senior playing on the floor, or a freshman playing on the floor, or a junior or sophomore. You're going to want to see people who can represent this institution, in a lot of different ways, but are very good basketball players.
Yeah, one player we haven't even mentioned is, of course, Philip Barnt, redshirted for you this year, kid out of Billings Central. Obviously, I know the red shirt can be tough on the players sometimes. They get, it's good from the standpoint they get to get used to the acclimated to the college life. They still get to practice and everything else with the team. But there's a player down the road that I know you're excited about.
Yeah, Joel has done some positive things with his redshirt year. He needs to do more. He needs to do a heck of a lot more between now and the time we walk on the floor next September. I mean, he's still got a lot of work to do. Andrew Hickman, I think, he started to become more comfortable with the pace of the game. I think the game was too fast for him to begin with. Robbie, that guy, I think, is really, really, he's really had a good redshirt year. I mean, he's been a really positive surprise for me. Got great work ethic. He can guard the ball. His shot's gotten a lot better. You can just see his physical maturity. So, those are young guys that I think of that we're going to need to help us move the next group of guys that we bring in here in a positive direction.
Well, certainly looking forward to it. Great season for the Montana State Billings men's team. 15-10 overall, including 9-7 in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Not bad at all. George Pfeiffer, congratulations on a great year, and certainly looking forward to the 2010-11 campaign.
Thank you.
And the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with George Pfeiffer. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.